NDR Info. Nachtclub.
So, bei mir im Studio in der zweiten Stunde ist, wie gesagt, Lois McDonald von der Band Pins aus Manchester. Sie ist die Gitarristin. Sie kommt gleich zu Wort. Erstmal Musik von dem aktuellen Album Wild Nights von Pins. Wir hören jetzt Young Girls. Das war so Young Girls von Pins von dem Album Wild Nights. Bei mir im Studio ist Lois von der Band. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm glad you could make it. It's been quite a stressful trip, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, but covering quite a bit of distance, so...
Right, so it's feeling slightly the worst for wear and tear, but up for it tonight, I presume?
Oh, of course, yeah. Right. We spend all day conserving energy for the show in the evening.
Right, okay. Ja, die haben zwar eine anstrengende Anreise aus Berlin gehabt, sind jetzt schließlich da und angekommen. Und die sind zwar ein bisschen müde und kaputt, aber sie haben ihre Energie aufgespart für heute Abend, also für ihr Konzert dann in Molotow. So, the second album has been out for a while, so the dust has settled on that second album now. And in hindsight, you can almost talk in terms of hindsight, are you really satisfied with the second album? Or have you started getting a bit more critical now, a bit of time has gone past, thinking, well, actually, there could be room for improvement here or there?
I think we're happy with it, just as we're happy with the first one. It's a moment in time. And it's what we were, you know, the music we were writing at the time, the way we were feeling at the time. So, yeah, definitely happy with it. But we have started writing the third one and perhaps there might be some different sounds in there. We'll see.
Right, OK. So you're already thinking in terms of how to push the music forward. Is that something you kind of think about constantly?
I think we think about writing music constantly, yeah. So, you know, the more that you write, the more that you explore and experiment with. And I think it's only natural that we'd start to... try to spread our wings further, you know, as each day or month or album passes, yeah.
Yeah. Ja, sie sagt, dass das zweite Album auf jeden Fall schon sehr befriedigend war. Sie sind schon sehr zufrieden damit, aber sie wissen, dass es auch immer eine Platte geben könnte, die besser ist, aber es reflektiert einfach, wie sie zu dem Zeitpunkt waren und wie sie drauf waren, was für Songs sie damals geschrieben haben. Und jedes Album ist einfach anders, es ist einfach ein Zeitdokument. Und die sind jetzt schon dabei zu überlegen, wie sie sich weiterentwickeln könnten und wie sie ihren Horizont quasi erweitern könnten. And of course, you've been around for quite a while now. It's talking about 4-5 years, isn't it, now? So,
yeah.
And when you first started, did you actually anticipate doing this really full-time? Were you kind of full-blooded musicians right from the word go? Or did you feel like you were basically just taking a chance and let's see what happens?
Yeah, definitely taking a chance. I think when we started to play together, the aim was to have enough songs to play maybe a live show. And that was the aim at the time. And once we had done that, we thought, oh, maybe we should record something now. And so it's all been very, like, step-by-step. And then it's maybe a bit easier now to see that it could be something we do for a long time. But yeah, when we started, it was definitely more of like a social thing and a create, you know, just being creative with a group of friends. And
Ja, als sie angefangen haben, dann haben sie nicht unbedingt die feste Absicht gehabt, Karriere zu machen. Es war also eine spaßige Angelegenheit. Und es ging im Prinzip darum, ihre sozialen Kontakte zu pflegen und eine nette Zeit zu haben zusammen und zusammen kreativ zu sein. Das hat auch geklappt. Und dann war das nächste Ziel, genügend Songs hinzubekommen, dass man überhaupt live auftreten konnte. Und es ging einfach Schritt für Schritt. Es ist nicht, als ob sie wirklich eine Langzeitstrategie hatten, die Welt zu erobern. But there's been a shift of emphasis in that respect now, no doubt, because... Now you're kind of true professionals and truly polished and record albums in California and do things like that. So there's no going back, is there?
No, we're having a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun. But it was definitely like there was a point where we started to play live and then we released our first single ourselves. And there's a point that maybe we thought, oh, we were maybe surprised people were coming to the shows and buying the single. And then there's a point we thought, oh, actually, this is great. We should take this, you know, more seriously and take it as far as we can take it.
Ja, die wollen jetzt wirklich so weit kommen, wie es überhaupt möglich ist. Aber es ist ein bisschen überraschend gewesen. Sie haben nicht damit gerechnet, dass sie so viel Aufmerksamkeit bekommen würden, als die erste Single erschien. Dann haben sie festgestellt, dass Leute es wirklich gekauft haben und dass Leute wirklich hingegangen sind zu ihren Konzerten. Und sie haben sich ein bisschen gewundert darüber. Aber dann haben sie gedacht, okay, das ist eine gute Sache. Dann können wir einfach mal gucken, also was dann passiert. And when you first started off, you were more or less... well, I won't say you're musically illiterate, but you obviously you weren't kind of classically trained musicians or anything like that. So it's, in a sense, more like the indie punk tradition and growing out of that. And did you feel that sense of innocence when you started, or did you just feel really unsure of yourselves? And how did it feel? I mean, did you just not, were you not self-conscious about maybe not being good enough or getting to be competent enough? Did you think of those
no,
kind of
No, we
terms?
Didn't think of any of those things at all. We just we would just get together and say, oh, I've written this song at home, let's all play it together, or shall we try and write a song now? And I don't think... I think there's definitely a simplicity to the music, which may be because we were still figuring the instruments out, or it may be because actually really simple songs are often the best ones. You know, we still try and write simple music now because... it sounds good. It's good. It's more like, you know, guttural, and so maybe about the rhythm and not always about playing as many notes or as complicated a melody as you can, you know.
Although you have got a fifth member now.
We do have a fifth member.
So things are getting more complicated.
Well, it depends. It depends. You know, we can share the load. Instead of four, there's five.
Yeah,
but
okay.
we had when we were recording in the desert, we added a lot of extra sort of, there was keys on there and extra percussion and things. So originally Kyoko joined to just to help out live, to keep those parts in, but she's lots and lots of fun, and she's been playing with us for a year now. So
what's her name again?
Kyoko.
Kyoko.
Kyoko Swan.
Right.
Kyoko.
Right. Okay. Ja, sie sagt, dass es tatsächlich so, dass die Musik, die sie schaffen, immer noch ziemlich einfach ist. Also sehr schlichte Songs. Und sie sind der Meinung, das sind eigentlich die besten Songs, also die relativ einfach strukturiert sind, wo so ein Bauchgefühl zu spüren ist und so eine instinktive so Freude an Musik. Aber andererseits hatten sie keine andere Wahl, weil sie einfach nicht besonders kompetent waren, als sie angefangen haben. Und die sind natürlich inzwischen besser geworden musikalisch. Aber der Ausgangspunkt war, dass sie mit sehr einfachen Mitteln gezwungen waren, zu versuchen, irgendwie Musik zu schaffen und Songs zu komponieren. Und das ist im Grunde genommen immer noch ihre Grundidee, die Basis der Band eigentlich. Also nicht unnötig kompliziert zu sein, obwohl sie mittlerweile doch eine Keyboarderin haben. Und als sie in der Wüste das zweite Album aufgenommen haben, haben sie festgestellt, dass sie ziemlich viel Perkussion und Keyboards brauchen. Und jetzt haben sie eine feste Keyboarderin, Kyoki, und sie spielt jetzt permanent bei der Band, jetzt ein neues fünftes Mitglied. Insofern ist die Band doch etwas kultivierter geworden. So we'll talk about your time in the desert in a minute. What should we hear next then from the album? What would you like to hear?
Maybe Too Little Too Late.
Too Little Too Late, one of my favourites. Good idea. So hören jetzt Too Little Too Late von dem Album Wild Nights von Pin. Das war Too Little Too Late von Pins von dem Album Wild Nights. Und bei mir im Studio ist Lois McDonald von der Band. Sie ist die Gitarristin der Band. I remember when the band first started off, I think it was Faith talked about certain bands from the past being inspirational to her, like Jesus and Mary Chain and Hole, bands like that, and Beach House, I think, as well. And of course, I mean, rock music has been very well explored by now, hasn't it? It's getting more and more difficult, I think, to become really original and innovative. Mm. I'm not saying that what you do is hugely original, but I do think there is something that's kind of like a fresh aspect about it in some way. And I'm trying to put my finger on it. I think maybe it sounds like you're so determined about what you do, and that makes it sound quite fresh, even if it's theoretically, it's not really all that innovative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure what the question is, but I know what you're
saying. It wasn't a question, was
okay,
it?
No.
Now, maybe I just wanted you to contradict me and say, well, no. I don't know. no, but, I mean, is it... But what the question would be is that sense of determination which seems to come through, is that just kind of innate in you? Is that is it something that you're even aware of? Or you just...
I think I know what you mean, because I think we're quite, when we're together, we're quite like a confident bunch, I think, or a confident band for sure. And we're definitely sort of influenced by all these, the people that have come before and people who've got that sort of, I guess it's like a swagger. But it really is something that came as we came together as musicians. You know, when we started, we were figuring it all out. And then as we started to get into sync with each other, I think, yeah, there is something quite empowering about doing this band, yeah. And I think, I hope that might come across on stage.
Yeah. Also sie sagt auch, dass die Band tatsächlich inspiriert worden ist von Musik von früher und vor allem von Bands, die extrem selbstbewusst aufgetreten sind, die ziemlich extrovertiert sind und die letztendlich so eine starke Spur hinterlassen können, auch mit ihrer Persönlichkeit. Und sie denkt, dass das tatsächlich diese Band inspiriert hat. Und sie merkt tatsächlich, sie stellt fest, dass wenn sie dann zusammen sind, dass sie diese Ausstrahlung haben, so eine sehr so positive Ausstrahlung und eine sehr so ja selbstbewusste Persönlichkeit. Und das ist ein ganz wichtiger Bestandteil der Band. Und das ist die Musik, die sie von früher dann immer gemocht haben. Do you actually have a favorite band from the past in that respect, where you would say that they've influenced you more than anybody else, do you think? Is any particular artist where you could say, you could look back, well, that really changed my life?
I think it would be really hard to choose one band like that. But there's a lot of, like, I would say maybe collectively for us bands, like someone like Hole, because although there was probably musically different influences, it was the fact that it's like a sort of a strong female presence in that band, and it is not seen everywhere, and as a young girl it's great to be able to see that, and that is something that you would focus on. So I would say someone like Hole or the Distillers, like maybe a bit later, but yeah, musically maybe different, but I would say people who had an impact would be bands like that.
It's funny you mention the Distillers, actually, because Brody Dahl was actually sitting exactly where you're sitting about a year ago.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. I remember when I first heard Sing Sing Death House, their album, and I was so excited that...
Oh, you're really hip to know that album, because a lot of people didn't actually know that album. They
actually, oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people got on board later, but...
Right. Well, yeah. Her voice on that is so, so powerful, and I was so excited that that was a female vocalist when I first heard it.
And when she was actually here, that her famous husband actually rang up during the show and actually spoke to her about how the sun was being really sweet back home. And she was saying, oh, darling, that's really sweet. I'm just doing this interview here, so I've got to hang up.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. I'll call you back.
Yeah. So a really prominent person ringing us up halfway through, which was a bit weird. Ja, so Lois meint, dass wenn sie tatsächlich darüber nachdenkt, wer das größte Vorbild überhaupt für sie gewesen ist, dann müsste sie wahrscheinlich die Band Hole sagen. The Distillers vielleicht auch, aber das kommt ein bisschen später. Aber einfach, weil die Sängerin von Hole, Courtney Love, natürlich so eine extreme, starke Präsenz hat und einfach so ein großes Vorbild für junge Frauen sein konnte. Wenn man als junge Frau dann eine solche Band gehört hat, konnte man nur beeindruckt sein von dem Selbstbewusstsein von Courtney Love. But I hope you haven't turned all that to be quite as nuts as Courtney then. Have you managed to stay?
No, I think when I say Hole, it's because, you know, not every band filters through to every household. So, like, the most prominent ones probably were bigger bands. There are other, like Bikini Kill, for example. But maybe I found out about that later on in life.
When you had a bit more indie experience.
Yeah, when you sort of start to explore the avenues and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Ja, sie sagt, dass auch andere Bands wie Bikini Kill auch von großer Bedeutung für sie gewesen ist. Aber Hole ist natürlich letztendlich berühmter gewesen. Deshalb hat sie als junge Frau das natürlich dann eher wahrgenommen. Und wir hören jetzt ein Stück von Hole von 94 von dem Album Live Through This. Hier ist jetzt Miss World. Miss World von Hole von dem Album Live Through This. Bei mir im Studio ist Lois Campbell von der Band Pin. So, what was it like going out to California to record the album? Did it seem like a shock to your senses?
It was like a world apart from being in Manchester. We left Manchester and it was like grey, raining, dark. And we travelled for about, I don't know, it was like a day and a half, and then I woke up in the desert and the entire landscape was completely different and it was warm. That's what I remember waking up there. And it was so, so quiet. It was absolutely, a world apart from being in Manchester. We had space to think and to concentrate and relax, actually, and just focus on recording an album.
And what was the reason for you doing it? I mean, whose idea was it?
To go to Rancho. We had a list of places we wanted to try out. And that was the one that... Because with our first album, we recorded it in Liverpool.
Which is slightly different to this.
Which is very different, yeah. And it was a fantastic experience. For the first few days, we were driving there and then driving home at the end. And then for the last few days, we stayed over in Liverpool. But it's very much like a city studio, and we were going to gigs and stuff after it. It's just very, all very high intensity and lots of people, and we weren't very focused, I don't think. We were just sort of getting it done. So the reason I think we went with Rancho de la Luna is because of how isolated it was, and also some of the fantastic music that's come from there. But we thought, let's just go for it and do something different and take ourselves out of our comfort zone.
Sie haben das am Wild Nights in California aufgenommen, und zwar auf dem Rand de la Luna Studio. Und das ist das Studio von Dave Ketchup von Eagles of Death Metal. Und das war eine bewusste Entscheidung, eine gewisse hohe Abgeschiedenheit zu finden dort. Und als sie da hingefahren sind, war es ein ziemlicher Schock für sie, also kulturell komplett anders. Sie haben Manchester verlassen, als es grau und regnerisch war. Die kamen in Kalifornien an, und war es natürlich warm und schön und ruhig. Und es war wirklich total neues Erlebnis für sie. Und sie haben es sehr genossen, dass sie wirklich so viel Ruhe und Abgeschiedenheiten hatten, um tatsächlich so kreativ zu sein. Es war für sie ein großes Erfolgserlebnis. Und so there was no regrets about doing that. I mean, there were any unforeseen difficulties creatively working there because it was so out of your comfort zone?
The only thing really is that some of the equipment got lost on the flight on the way over. It got left in Heathrow.
Oh, God. Not
by us, but... No, it was absolutely the best decision I think we could have made going there. Yeah, right. It was just freeing, and we had demoed everything we wanted to do before we went. So we were quite new. We were only there a short time, so we had to get on with it. But we spent the first few days getting down the core of the songs and then just playing with it. He has all this gear in there, like all guitars, keyboards, amps, drums, percussion, like... Then we just spent a couple of days playing around with that as well and adding stuff and seeing what we could,
right.
We could do.
Okay. Ja, sie meinte, das war ein großes Erfolgserlebnis, dort in Kalifornien zu produzieren. Das erste Mal entstand in Liverpool, das war was ganz anderes. Da waren sie nicht so konzentriert und fokussiert, und da konnten sie wirklich ganz in Ruhe arbeiten. Der einzige Nachteil, das Equipment ging verloren im Flugzeug auf dem Weg dahin oder ist in Heathrow hängen geblieben und musste nachgeliefert werden. Aber ansonsten war es alles in allem wirklich ein sehr schönes Erlebnis. Do you think there's a song on the album which... maybe reflects most the surroundings where you actually recorded the album, where you could say, well, the environment directly influenced what you did?
Just have a quick look. The environment. Now, I'm going to choose specifically based on the way you worded the question.
Okay.
I would choose probably Everyone Says, because it's not mixed. It's just that is how it was tracked. And obviously the levels are nudged, but there's not... We left it as it was because it was like we recorded it late at night, and we were putting the vocals on it late at night, and when it came together, we were like, there's nothing I would change about the way this song sounds. So that has been left unmixed and is just as it was tracked and very simple and quite still. It's like a slower song as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's truly atmospheric.
Another one that I would choose secondly, because I don't like to just always commit to one thing, is Days By You, because there's like a very noisy section on the end of it, which we added there, and it was completely improvised. And we just added layers and layers of instruments of anything we could find in the ranch as well. So,
right. So which
either of those.
Okay, but don't you want to commit yourself to one?
No.
Okay. We'll roll the dice.
Yeah, we'll roll the dice.
Or I'll go for the first one because it's probably the less obvious choice, the radio, which makes it more interesting.
Okay, yeah.
And it's the first one you mentioned, so that's probably the one that means the most in that context. Okay. So wir hören gleich das Lied Everyone Says von dem Album Wild Nights von Pins, weil es repräsentativ ist für so die Atmosphäre, die entstanden ist, als sie in Kalifornien produziert haben. Und es ist ein besonders deutliches Beispiel, weil es nicht überproduziert ist. Im Gegenteil, es ist eine sehr schlichte Produktion, weil es eigentlich in ursprünglichen Form ist, in also Rohform. Und sie hatten keine Lust, das weiter zu ergänzen oder wirklich zu Ende zu produzieren, also weil es so schön war, wie es war. Also im Prinzip ist es fast wie so demoartig, und es ist einfach so ursprünglich geblieben und reflektiert wirklich sehr die Umgebung, in der sie zu dem Zeitpunkt gearbeitet haben. Es ist also Everyone Says von Pins von dem Album Wild Nights. So, das war ein Stück von Wild Nights von Pins. Bei mir im Studio ist Lois, die Gitarrist von der Band. I think people have been talking in terms of, you know, how much you've pushed the music forward between the second and the first album, but I still think there's a lot, both albums got a lot in common. Mm-hmm. I think it's still very much the same band, and I think the essence of it to me is that a lot of the songs are pretty upbeat, mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we spoke about the determination, which both albums seem to have, and there's always a kind of like a sense of melancholy about it, even though the upbeat songs. Mm. And where does that come from? From the grey skies in Manchester?
It does, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It is from Manchester. They were written, actually, those two were written in quite close succession. So we wrote the first one and recorded it, and then just straight away we continued to write songs. So by the time I think the first one was out, we were already playing new songs for the Wild Nights album. So there's a reason that they have the same feel, but maybe the difference is that Wild Nights, although it was written in Manchester, it was recorded in the desert. So the first one was written in Manchester and recorded in Liverpool, and the second was recorded thousands of miles away in burning hot sunshine, and everyone was very relaxed and having just a fantastic time.
Right, okay.
So I think that would, yeah, the same but different.
So it explains the similarities and explains the differences,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Die beiden Alben sind miteinander verbunden, irgendwie vom Feeling her. Man erkennt durchaus, es ist wirklich dieselbe Band ist, mit der ähnlichen Herangehensweise. Der Unterschied ist lediglich, dass das Debütalbum in Manchester geschrieben wurde und in Liverpool aufgenommen wurde. Das zweite Album wurde auch in Manchester geschrieben, aber dann in Kalifornien aufgenommen, 5000 Meilen entfernt. Und deshalb natürlich gibt es schon gewisse Unterschiede. Und sie haben einfach, wie gesagt, diese nachdenkliche Zeit in Kalifornien gehabt. Das macht es schon was aus. Aber dennoch stellt man fest, dass es sich um dieselbe Band handelt. And I mean, although it's more like a major production compared to the first album, it's still not all that polished, but it's somewhere between. It's not really abrasive either, is it? You seem to manage to bridge that gap somehow. You seem to be kind of, you have this kind of interesting niche somewhere in between.
I think we do a lot of recording. When we record a lot of it live. So we all play together in a room because we like the way that sounds. You can hear it. You can hear maybe there's someone, one person didn't play it quite right, but the take is the one that has the best energy. I think that is like the core of it, and you can always hear that. And then we would do like some overdubs afterwards. But yeah, I think it does help keep some of that rawness or some of that energy that we have as a band.
Right. Ja, es ist tatsächlich so, dass der Sound ist natürlich schon etwas kultivierter geworden, aber es ist auf keinen Fall Hochglanz, die Produktion. Es ist irgendwie tanzen sie auf zwei Hochzeiten. Auf der einen Seite ist immer noch ein bisschen ungeschliffen, aber auf der anderen Seite also doch nicht wirklich ganz extrem rau. Also das ist irgendwie irgendwas dazwischen. Und das ist auch ganz bewusst der Fall. Die spielen zusammen in einem Raum, wenn sie die Platten aufnehmen. Und die nehmen die Komponenten nicht alleine auf, sondern viele Sachen entstehen als gemeinsame Gruppe. Und daher kommen die Overdubs drauf, und das erklärt natürlich, warum eine gewisse Rauheit also noch da ist. And when it comes down to Manchester music, I mean, do you still feel very much in connection with life in Manchester and the music scene of Manchester?
Well, we still live there, so yeah, to an extent, but we are away a lot on tour now, so it's often trying to squeeze in going to shows where we can. And probably our knowledge has broadened a bit further as to other bands from around the world, as to what's happening right early on,
yeah,
in Manchester. But yeah, that's last year we were away a lot, and we're going away again this year as well. So
you're going to lose that Manchester feel, you reckon, eventually?
I don't know. We're still writing it in Manchester, so.
Okay. Well, because I mean, interestingly enough, like the most prominent bands in the last few years from Manchester, bands like Woo Life and Everything and Dutch Uncles, but they don't sound anything like you at all, do they?
No.
So you can't talk about a cohesive Manchester sound, which people used to do in the old days.
I think they were sort of just before us, and then we turned up, and there's also bands like Money and Bernard and Edith, but all three of these bands sound nothing alike.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know if we really sound like a Manchester band, if I'm honest.
Well, I mean, to me, when I first heard you, the very first time, I thought you probably came from Brooklyn, actually, when I first
heard. A lot of people said that. Yeah. I think, although, like you were saying about before, about the melancholy, maybe, in some of the songs, apart from that, I don't think we don't sort of fit in with the rest of that Manchester music scene. I don't know if that's also to do with it. It's mostly very, very male-led music scene in Manchester. Like,
well, there's Lone Lady.
There's Lone Lady.
Yeah.
And who else?
Yeah, that's about it.
Well,
but
I mean,
In Spirit, she's a bit like you in Spirit because she's kind of like willfully carving out her own niche.
Yeah.
And I think that's what applies to you. You know what I mean? This being willfully, not willfully obscure, but you know, but being willful. Yeah. What's the word for it? Just actually, really, just going after her own thing and not worrying about what other people,
what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think you've got that in common with her.
Maybe early on, people criticise that a bit, but you can really only create the sort of music that you want to create. You can't just start trying to please everyone else because you live in the same city, can you? You know.
No.
But no, I love Lone Lady. I think she's really fantastic, actually.
Yeah. Nee, also Lois sagt, dass sie tatsächlich im Prinzip ihr eigenes Ding machen. Es gibt nicht so viele Künstler, mit denen sie wirklich Gemeinsamkeiten haben. Wir haben festgestellt, eventuell Lone Lady bis zu einem gewissen Punkt, und sie mag Lone Lady sehr. Aber die anderen Bands von heute, die ein bisschen bekannt sind dort, wie Bernard and Edith und Money, sind zwar interessant, aber machen was komplett anderes. Und die Bands, die ich erwähnte gerade, wie Woo Life und Everything Everything und Dutch Uncles, sind noch ein bisschen älter und machen natürlich auch wieder was ganz anderes. Also dieser einheitliche Sound, den es früher gab in Manchester, gibt es eigentlich nicht mehr. Right, well, it'd be interesting to hear an old track of yours, actually, from the debut album. I've got it here somewhere, so can you remember it? Or have you completely forgotten? Well, you're still...
No, I've not completely forgotten it.
Well, you'll still be playing a few songs live, won't you?
Yeah, we do, actually, yeah.
Yeah. So I've given away what was one of my favourites. I've put across next to it, but you don't need to follow suit. You can choose what you want to hear.
That's the one I would usually say because it's actually a short story that our first drummer wrote the lyrics over that. So,
a spoken word one.
Yeah. So it's a short story that she did, and Anna spoke the words, and we played the whole track backwards onto tape and then flipped the tape round to make it, or played it back the other way to make it sound a bit twisted, and then we actually sped up and slowed down the tape. It's the most interesting, like the way we recorded it was very interesting and a lot of fun to do.
So kind of like it was your avant-garde song, really.
It was, yeah. But let's not rule out we're going to go back there. But
but it's quite daring song to make on a first album.
Yeah, we spent a bit of time on that one. Yeah.
Right. And what's the short story about? Can you sum it up in about one word or not?
No, I can't, actually. Because it's more, to me, it's almost like a poem because of the way it's been read by Anna.
Okay.
I can't remember it. I can just remember the snow has been falling for days, weeks even, which is the first line. So I guess it's probably about, is it sadness? And to me, it's sort of about, I think it's the end of a relationship, maybe.
Okay.
I don't want to quote Lara on that.
Yeah, well, you're a bit young, really, at the time to have ended relationships at the time.
Oh, I don't know. Lara actually left to be a writer, and she just had her first book published.
Right.
So
okay, so you're indebted to her for this song.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm really happy it's on there because she'll be forever remembered with us.
Right, okay.
She's still alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, makes it sound like she's not even alive anymore. Right, okay. Wir hören jetzt ein Stück von dem Debütalbum Pins, und zwar Velvet Morning. Es war ein Lieblingssong von mir. Deshalb habe ich das hier angekreuzt. Und Lois sagt auch, dass es auch für sie das interessanteste Stück ist, weil es mit Sprechgesang ist. Es ist eigentlich eine Kurzgeschichte. Und diese Kurzgeschichte wurde von Lara geschrieben. Und sie war die erste Schlagzeugerin der Band. Sie hat die Band nach dem ersten Album dann verlassen. Und sie meinte, es handelt in etwa wie so von Traurigkeit, vom Ende einer Beziehung. Aber es ist mehr so ein Gedicht, so eine Kurzgeschichte. Und es ist auch sehr interessant entstanden, im Prinzip so eine Art so avantgardistisches Stück und sehr experimentell für ihre Verhältnisse, vor allem für die Verhältnisse einer Debütplatte. Also wir hören jetzt ein Stück von Pins, von ihrem Debütalbum von 2012. Hier ist jetzt Velvet Morning. So das war Velvet Morning von Pins, von ihrem Debütalbum. Bei mir im Studio ist immer noch Lois MacDonald, die Gitarristin der Band. It seems to the case to me that no matter what sort of songs you actually write and no matter what kind of music you make, that you seem to have the lucky predisposition almost just to always sound fresh. I mean, maybe it's early days to say that after two albums, but I can't envisage you, like, even in 5 years, sounding jaded. It's as you have this kind of almost like a tense attitude about you, which would prevent you becoming jaded.
In the music or as people? Yeah. We write a lot of music and just keep the ones that we all like. So that has to be, like, the ones that make it to recording stages, ones that everyone agrees are worth recording. So, yeah, it's like, it's good to just write as much as you can and then you have stuff to pick from rather than, oh, well, we only have these 10, so it'll have to be those. You know, like, just write as much as possible, and the ones that are good, everyone remembers, and the ones that aren't just fall off to the wayside.
Yeah. I think it's something maybe to do with the fact that some of the songs are quite dark as well. I mean, they're not menacing as such because they're too upbeat for that, but there's kind of like a darkness to them which always comes over as being authentic, doesn't it? Where if it's kind of like lightweight lyrics, then it can be a bit more like sound, a bit more throwaway or a bit more easily disposable.
Yeah, I think Faith, something I think is great about Faith Shadow is like it's very specific with lyrics and like the exact words and the timings, and I don't think she just writes something and then that's finished. You know, she's always working on it. And Faith writes the majority of the lyrics, actually. So I think probably one of the reasons it's so sincere is because it is from her heart and her head. So it's very, the perspective is very clear because it's mostly from one person.
Right.
And then the other lyrics, she has to be able to feel those lyrics as well, or she can't really sing them. So I guess that maybe why it comes across in that way, or it comes across in an honest way, is because it is honest.
You know? Yeah. So you're like an indie band in the true old-fashioned sense of the word, I suppose, really, in terms of being incorruptible and being authentic.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
We hope.
Yeah.
Louis sagt, dass die Texte sehr spezifisch sind, dass sie sehr deutlich sind, dass Faith eigentlich immer nur ganz ehrliche Aussagen macht. Und das wird einfach vermittelt in der Musik. Und man spürt einfach die Authentizität. Vielleicht fast eine Verbissenheit in ihrer Musik. Also weil es dann einfach immer so ehrlich ist, also auch wenn es schmerzhaft ist. Und sie scheut sich nicht davor, einfach ihr Innerstes nach außen zu kehren. And so the wild nights are genuine wild nights, which have been documented then.
Yeah, we really felt, when we were trying to decide on a title, it's one of the songs on the album, but it was we just all felt like that is the...
But it's mentioned on the Molly song, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it does sum it up, like... I think at the time, because we were out there in the desert and we're like, we're having such a great time with this band, and everywhere we go, we're meeting new people and we're having a blast. Like, we're having a great, you know, a great time. I think there's another lyric in there that's about all about, like, you know, not worrying about tomorrow, just going for it at that time. And it's reflected in that, I think, as well.
Right. And that's in the song Molly as well. Or in another song. Another
it might
song.
Be in Baby right. Bangs.
Okay, right,
yeah,
okay.
It's one of those.
Yeah, but the Molly song is almost like the title track in that sense.
Yeah.
A sort of a title track, yeah. Yeah, so it wasn't Wild Nights in Manchester, but Wild Nights in California, in fact.
It was Wild Nights every night, everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. We all got Wild Nights tattoos as well when we're in Berlin on a spur of the moment.
Oh, right, that's
That was
cool.
A wild afternoon.
Yeah. And do you actually find that people... So people seem to be surprised, I think, the impression I get when they hear your music, that you're not some kind of, like, sentimental female band, because that's people expect you to be, if it's, like, all girls. And you're not at all like that, are you?
I would say sometimes I think maybe we sound different live, a little bit different live than we do recorded. So sometimes I feel like you can see people changing their opinion as soon when we start playing, yeah.
Right, OK. And realise that you're really gritty.
I think we're like louder. A friend of mine came to see us play in Berlin yesterday, and he said, oh well, you're not as, you know, you're not as noisy as the band that were just on before you. And I was like, did you see? I don't think you've seen us play. And he hadn't. But yeah, he was expecting it to maybe be a bit more softer and
lush.
Yeah. Right. But I think, you know, when we play, we just
start frowning.
Yeah. Yeah, we go for
and
it a
spitting.
Bit. Yeah. No spitting.
No. Those are the old days of punk rock, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes feel that you've missed out on, like, any important era of music, like in Manchester music? Growing up in a place like Manchester, and you're told about all these amazing bands which you were too young to experience, mm-hmm. You weren't even born at the time. Does it make you feel a bit a bit sorry for yourselves in that respect? Oh, we've missed out on something. Or are you just happy to be in the time you are now and writing a fresh chapter?
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for myself. I think I love the whole like the legend and the myths behind the factory and all of those bands, and they're all. It is really inspiring. Like the whole story of that is inspiring. And you know, growing up in Manchester, you are aware of it. But I don't feel like I missed out on it. I just think I'm glad it happened, you know? Like okay. I think loads of people are inspired by it that never went to it or experienced it. And if I'd been there at the time, I might have just been a mess in the Hacienda. So maybe it's better that I can live and learn from there.
And live a quite wholesome lifestyle.
Well,
learning from other people's mistakes.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Let them do the research. They can get their hands dirty and we can just reap the rewards.
Good idea. Ja, also Louis sagt, dass es tatsächlich so ist, dass Leute immer so eine klischeehafte Vorstellung haben, wie eine Frauenband sein wird. Und die wundern sich dann tatsächlich, wie rigoros und wie heftig die Band klingen kann, obwohl sie alle nur Frauen sind, dass sie gar nicht so eine liebliche Ausstrahlung haben, vor allem live nicht. Da klingen sie noch viel härter als auf Platte. Und sie sagt auch, dass sie froh ist, dass sie aus Manchester kommt, dass sie dort aufgewachsen ist. Und sie wird nicht wehmütig, wenn sie daran denkt, dass sie ganz viele Bands von früher, vor 30 Jahren vielleicht verpasst hat, weil sie zu jung war oder nicht mal geboren war. Aber sie ist schon stolz drauf, dass es ein Bestandteil der Musikgeschichte ist der Stadt und dass sie darauf bauen können und dass viele Leute davon inspiriert sind. Und sie meint vielleicht sogar besser so, dass wenn sie wirklich in der Drogenzeit da aktiv gewesen wäre, dann wäre sie vielleicht irgendwie so völlig daran kaputt gegangen und hätte sich vielleicht nie wieder erholt. Insofern kann sie froh sein, dass die extrem wilden Zeiten in der Stadt von Manchester eigentlich vorbei sind. Right, well, thanks very much for coming down to talk to me. I appreciate that.
Danke.
Despite your stressful schedule. And what would you like to hear to finish off then? It's your choice.
Oh, out of any? Oh, please.
Yes. I'm trying to commit yourself, please.
Oh, yeah, I will pick one. Okay. I think Molly.
Molly, right. Yeah. That's a good one to choose, because we spoke about it as being a title track.
Yeah, title track.
Ja, zum Schluss haben wir jetzt Molly. Das ist so gut wie das Titelstück. Es erwähnt nämlich die Wild Nights, die wilden Nächte, die sie gehabt haben, vor allem in Kalifornien, als diese Platte entstanden ist. Right, well, thanks very much again. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
So, mein Studiogast war Lois MacDonald, die Gitarristin von Pins. Und das war der Nachtclub mit Paul Baskerville. Ich wünsche euch eine gute Nacht.
NDR Info. Nachrichten.